Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Dancing like a stripper.
Wonk, wonk.
Gay, fun, and awkward. Name of our sex tape.
Chucham Tatsu.
Yay! I'm sure they have disciple orgies all the time.
All the time.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Promete una bolsa de tenis.
God damn it. I can't even do new bits. We're testing a new bit.
You guys, we're cry laughing already.
Already.
Just started trying to.
Oh my God. We're just practicing our new bit.
Okay.
I can't even speak anymore.
All right. So here's the new bit that we decided. So you guys know how we love to tell you about what smart we're reading every week. And we thought it would be funny to try to act out.
Inspired by another and social creator.
Right. Yeah. Inspired by a woman who does stuff that was overused, right? He peppered her in kisses. Right? She, like, overdoes how, like, silly some of the things are. So we were going to try to act out, not sexually, but act out some of the things that are ridiculous. And then we attempted it, and we were just cry laughing.
How do you growl talk?
I don't understand how. I actually did a good one earlier tonight with when it said Thalia growled at someone, where she was like, "Let's end this." Like that was it to me, you know, for that. But some of the ones where it said I growled at his sarcasm, I don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
Grr. Do you even know what sarcasm means?
What, boyfriend?
No.
Is that like what we're doing?
What?
I finally did it.
Well, I really did practice my heady breath for you.
Okay. Well, we'll get to it in a minute.
Okay, so.
Teasers.
Teasers.
More to come. Come.
Why are we the same person? Why was I thinking that same thing?
I saw that Scorpio and Aquarius are we sister signs?
I don't fucking know.
I thought I saw that somewhere.
I don't know shit.
It was Aquarius and Leo, which also makes sense.
I'm so bad at that stuff. I have to look everything up. I was talking about that to my friend Darren, where I was like, there's lots of things I'm good at. Astrology is not one of them.
It's very intense.
There's
like,
so many things.
I'm only kind of okay at it because I'm slightly obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And I read a lot of memes. But, like, Karen's super into that shit.
Yes.
She can look at your, like, spider web of a birth chart and know exactly what the fuck's going on in your life. Like, right. That is her superpower.
Yeah, she is very knowledgeable.
She looked at Catherine's chart and was like, oh my God, you were 5 minutes away from a hot ass mess. Like, literally. So, anyway. Oh, hello, Maggie.
Hi, bestie.
I'm so much cackling.
My
tummy hurts
already. We were crying. We were cry laughing.
Cry laughing.
So we tried to growl stuff at each
elderly
other.
Elderly women.
Ugh, I'm so old. Ugh. I asked my students today. Today, we were talking about how expensive football games are.
Like U of M games?
Well, we were talking about pro games. It was because of a question about sampling. So they were sampling people who went to football games, and we were talking about the bias in the sampling of the people who went to the football games. Mm-hmm. You know, because the people who go to football games are people who have the money to go to professional football games.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, even U of M games are expensive. And I was like, so I'm incredibly elderly. Guess how much my freshman year season tickets cost me? And someone guessed $20. And I was like, not that elderly.
The whole season package.
The whole season package.
I think they were like 25 each back then. 25 to 35 each, I think, for students. Like,
I mean,
each game.
That went up significantly in the 4 years I was there. My
yeah.
freshman year, it was 85 for the season. 85 fucking dollars. It was
for
like
the whole season?
For like, it was like $15 a ticket.
What?
Yeah. That being 25 was definitely that by my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
So it changed a lot in those years. They were leading up to that, like, addition and everything, like, they, all
mm-hmm.
of that. That wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
even like Gen Pop,
right?
That aren't students. We pay triple that.
Yeah, I know.
You pay $50 a ticket. You pay $25 a ticket. Everyone else is paying $45, $85, $125.
Yeah, but yeah, when I was a freshman, it was $85 for the whole season.
Yeah.
Every home game.
Central, I think, has always been free. I don't know if they've ever... I don't know. It was free when I was there. I don't know if they've had to start charging students or not.
Mm.
Students were always just free.
Yeah.
We also got, like, half the stadium to sit in.
Right.
So, not just... a corner section.
Yeah, at the thing at Michigan where you either have to pay extra or give your student ID, that happened after my sophomore year. Uh-huh. My sophomore year, Michigan...
Nope, stop. Stop.
Damn it, Shannon. God damn it, Shannon.
God damn it,
there we
Shannon.
Go. That's better. Sorry, y'all. Okay, so football tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so much better. Like, what is going on?
So, yeah, my students thought I was so old that the whole season cost $20.
That's hilarious.
Fuck off.
I wouldn't be surprised if Central had, like, a ticket, like, just an automatic student fee for football, you know, now.
Yeah.
So, but, like, everyone pays, like, $10, you know, just to support the athletic department, because then we go to everything for free. I'm making that up. I have no clue.
I had a feeling this was how they were going to be.
Okay, I'll pause it. I'll do it.
These little shits.
Jesus Christ.
Struggle bus. We're on it tonight.
Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice. Mother of pearl.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
Okay, the clackety clack's gone. The sound's plugged in.
You were like, the dogs are just going to chill. And then they walked the whole time. They were just like, I'm just gonna walk in circles for funsies.
I'm going to pace just for the shit of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Are we done? Okay. So you're talking about sample sizing.
Yeah.
For football.
Yeah.
And how attending events is biased.
Yeah. Well.
Were you guys looking at race, ethnicity?
No. No, we were just talking about if you only sample people who are at a football game.
Uh-huh.
When you want to sample everybody from a population.
How might your yeah. sample be biased?
Yep.
Well, I mean, those only people the people rich enough to
right.
attend.
Right.
So you're not going to have a diversity as far as household income.
Exactly.
And then you have to look at the diversity of the area
mm-hmm.
and factor in who, what are the races of those people who might be able to attend to go.
Right.
So you really can't make assumptions, but
no.
we live in Southeast Michigan and we can, based on the population of Ann Arbor, Wayne, Washtenaw County, and Livingston County, the majority of those people attending football games are going to be white.
White.
So.
The most white. It's the yeah. whitest.
The whitest. What did they think about that? Thought process.
Well,
did they find it interesting?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't you like, aren't statistics cool now?
That's what I try to
Because that's like you, that's what you fucking do with statistics. That's the thought process.
That's what I try to explain.
And that's
to them.
Research.
Yes. Well, right. Most of these students are going into the medical fields or, mm-hmm. you know, tangentially related to medical fields. Which is why it is required, instead of college algebra, they're required to take college statistics
mm-hmm.
so that they have an understanding of that. Mm-hmm. Because when you are in the medical field, you read about studies. Studies come up. Studies are saying this is true.
Is the most common from this population
right.
surveyed.
Yeah. And then you also need to be able to figure out why things are that way, you know? There was a study that fat people had way worse health outcomes during swine flu in 2009,
mm-hmm.
right? And so lots of people were like, see, being fat is unhealthy. And then they did more looking into it, and it was as a result of doctor bias.
Mm-hmm.
Those worse health outcomes were because fat people weren't given
good medical attention.
Good medical attention.
Yep.
Which is, those are important things to figure out and look into.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But if you just read the first study, you know, people love to have those things to, you know,
reflect their biases. Oh, see, it's worse on your body to be fat. But like, the fatness itself is not the problem.
Right. Like, yeah, my joints and my bones and my muscles and my arches, that they gotta carry a heavier load. But there's more to a body than just its fat content.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want to see my beautiful face, but sometimes you just can't.
I do want to see your beautiful face. Sorry. I was sitting up and forward before you guys, and then I decided I wanted to lean back, and I caused issues, and I apologize. I am the problem. It's me.
Hi. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah, it's me. Hi.
I was supposed to do a giant sex spell this weekend.
You're supposed to do a giant...
sex spell.
Oh, sex spell.
For myself.
Yeah.
To get my mojo back.
Yeah.
And I did, like, all the prepping for like a week of things. And then the new moon came and I was like, nope, today is not the day.
It's okay.
And I confirmed with Karen. She's like, yeah, the next new moon would be better because it's an Aries.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
So at your house when we had tattoos and
tarot,
Karen did me a little reading and I was like, what do I need to do to get back to being spiritual again and reconnected? And I don't even remember what her answer was, but I was like, okay, like, I guess. And then I asked that same question when I was at convocation, and you met Undertaker,
right? I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, bitch, you've been healing. Your body has been healing. Stop it. Stop being so hard on yourself. Cut it out. And I just made a deal with Karen that I was just going to do little things. I was like, I'm just going to do the simplest baby spells. I'm going to light a candle with intention and that's fucking it. Right?
Like, yeah. I mean, you don't have to do big massive spells. I know. Like,
I'm aware of that.
Sometimes as I'm even working on this particular spell, I'm putting a ton of energy and resources into it. And I'm like, what if I'm just broken? You know, what if it's me?
I'm the problem. It's me.
Like, you know, we had a discussion about, like, what if I'm asexual? Or, like, maybe I just don't like my husband's dick anymore. Like, I don't know. What if it's me?
It might be.
And how do you figure that out? Go get some strange?
Yeah.
Test that theory?
Yes, 100%.
Honey, I have a hypothesis.
Yeah.
I have a scientific equation to solve, and I need to go do field research.
Yeah. I'm for this.
See if I'm broken or not.
I think this is a very important scientific study.
For science. Science!
For science. Stand back. I'm going to try science. Shannon rips off her clothes.
I got to go to a sex party with Maggie. It's for science.
It's for science. I mean, you could go and just hang out at it and see how you feel.
Yeah.
That could be a scientific experiment. Mm-hmm. If you are intrigued and excited by the things, if you feel titillated, or if you're just like, meh, fuck this.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to feel titillated. Mm-hmm. I get titillated with my books.
I do love books.
Though this book, I hate it. Sometimes I just want the sex, and sometimes I get invested in the story, and I just want the story.
I'm like, too
much sex. I don't want sex right now. I want story.
Yeah.
Finish the story before you give me more sex.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes the sex to story ratio is wrong.
Yeah. You know, I'd be fine if the scene was closed door. I'm fine with that. Just like, keep the story moving. We get makeup sex when all the murdering is done. Thanks.
Yeah. I just read a book over the last couple days called The Merman King's Bride.
The Merman King's Bride.
Yes. So the Merman King, he's Fae, obviously, and he is stuck in our realm. He was trapped here by his brother. And it's kind of a version of, like, the Princess and the Frog, right? Where he's trapped here in the pond, and the princess keeps going back to visit him. And the only thing that's going to, you know, set him free is her love. but he can't tell her that, even though he knows.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like, okay, first of all, they kept talking about his cock, and I was like, I need more information.
Like frog cock?
No, he's a merman.
Merman cock.
Is it covered in scales?
And where is it coming from?
Oh, I mean, it definitely was coming from his crotch area. Does he just...
It just, like, pops out?
Does he?
That's like a smooth front. It just, like, pops up. Does he have, like, a little trap door?
I was totally imagining a trap door. They did.
It just, like, opens. Whoosh.
They did not... They did not give me enough explanation.
They didn't even know.
They didn't even
do your research, people.
How his mermaid dick worked.
That is why there's no male mermaids. Because there's no way for a dick to work. That's right. Is why all sirens are female bitches.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that was problem number one. Because
you can have a little slit in your mermaid fin. Where the fuck is the penis coming from?
Was there another little slit from Futurama where he's like, oh man, why can't you be the other kind of mermaid? Because he goes to have sex with her and realizes that they can't figure out how to have sex. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, I just lay my eggs and you fertilize them. And
you're like, no.
And Fry goes, why can't you be the other kind of mermaid with the fish on top and the legs on the bottom?
Stop. Fish on top and legs on
reverse,
the bottom.
Reverse mermaid. Fry. So, yeah. Anyway, so that was a problem. They kept talking about his cock, but it didn't explain how it worked. But also, they didn't really hook up. So he just had a boner. He just had a fish boner. I don't understand.
A scaly green fish boner.
I don't understand. Blue. He has a blue fish.
Shimmery blue fish boner.
Shimmery blue fish boner. I don't understand.
At least we got some details with our Kraken, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it explained where it came from,
yep.
How it came out,
yeah.
What it looked like, how it inserted.
Did all of those things.
Draw yourself a goddamn sketch, people, before you write a book, okay?
And then they didn't even have real sex until the epilogue. So I read this whole thing with a confusing fish boner, and then he becomes a human, and they don't even bone until the very last scene of the book.
The epilogue. This isn't even officially part of the book. The epilogue.
Fuck off.
Mermaid. 0 out of 10 stars will not read.
Fuck off, mermaid, merman,
half
king's
a
bride.
Spicy jalapeno.
Uh-huh. Right.
Half a chili pepper for that bullshit.
Not nearly enough fucking. I'm reading Hate Fuck. That does have enough fucking.
Everyone drink every time we say fuck tonight. Don't do that. You'll die. Well, now that we're back to
smut,
should we do our new bit?
Yeah, you guys. Okay. Here we go.
Do you want me to pull the pictures I took or read from the list of growls?
Either. Well, I practiced the heady breath.
Okay.
For you.
I will read then the snapshots I took.
So Shannon is going to read, and then I am going to attempt to enact them.
These are all quotes from the book Worship by Trilina Pucci, TRILINAPUCCI. She wrote that three-way football book that I talk about here and there. So okay. She has a bunch of different genres that she writes in a bunch of different series. So... this is from a Brother Mafia, Chicago Mafia book.
Okay.
My eyes drift down to her center, and a growl comes from my throat.
You guys missed me getting to act it out, though. I did drifting eyes.
Those dark eyes or drifting eyes?
So I was drifting.
My eyes drift down to her.
I was
center.
Drifting down.
So you looked at her vajay and a growl came through to your throat. Okay. Right.
But only to my throat.
All right. Okay, are you ready for your next
gotta
one?
Gotta pull it together. Hang on. Okay.
Reset.
Yep.
A heady breath laced with desire leaves my lips.
That was my...
heady breath laced with desire leaves my lips.
I really practiced that. Isn't that beautiful?
I love it. Almost sounds like you purred. All right. There's two in this one.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did not send you all the ones.
No, it's okay.
There's some surprises.
You showed me. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I stand to walk away, but a deep growl and two large hands grip my waist, jerking me back onto his lap and causing me to let out a squeal.
Oh!
Are you sure that's how that would go? Isn't it more of a... Yeah! We're being jerked back and a...
Yeah, but she said squeal.
Squeal, which is more of a... Wee!
Right.
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 Isn't right. A squeal? A yelp. Wee!
What you were doing was completely a yelp. You were completely yelping.
Causing me to let out a yelp.
Wah!
Wee! Squeal, we're that little squeal. Piggy hanging out the side of the car with our windmill. Oh my god. This sound is gonna be amazing. Okay, this one has naughty words in it.
Okay.
But I still need you to act it out.
Okay. Shannon can't look at me because we're gonna start laughing again.
I don't even know if I can read it.
Okay.
I just throw back my head and roar, shooting my hot cum into her mouth.
You guys, you missed me acting it up. This is why I said we need to be taking videos of these in addition.
We will redo it, yeah.
We need to do...
We could set up another... If I had more phones, we could set up a live feed and record.
You guys missed my head throw and my pelvic thrust with that one.
I throw my head back and roar.
That's what I did.
Shooting my hot cum into her mouth.
And that was when I
grabbed her head and like really gave it to her.
Yeah, I really went for it, you guys.
Right down her throat. You fucked her throat real good.
You missed my beautiful throat fucking, you know, podcast's famous visual medium.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
This is like two sentences later.
Okay.
So use your imagination, y'all. Yep. My head falls forward. Just as the cold air hits my cock, releasing from her lips with a pop.
I've never had that happen before.
Ever had a cock pop out of your mouth like a lollipop? They use that adjective all the time.
Not when it was soft.
I mean, well, obviously, these guys are always hard. They never get flaccid after they come with a roar. Don't you know your alpha type sex guys?
Sorry.
Right? Okay. All right. She turns around slowly, and when she's facing me again, she purrs. You like what you see?
You see, you did it perfect. You like
what? Are you Eartha Kitt? You're trying to roll your R's?
I was trying to do the whole thing purring from beginning to end.
You like what you see?
Yeah, per Eartha Kitt. But you, or you like what you see?
I'm not even looking at her. I can't.
You like what you see?
Catherine's going to hate us so much tomorrow. Okay.
Tell her to listen to wave sounds and get earplugs.
Kiss me back, I growl. She shakes her head, her eyes narrowed.
Kiss me back. Kiss me back.
No, the growling.
The growling. You guys. How does one growl so much?
How does one growl all those words?
I don't know.
Kiss me back.
Oh, my throat.
Sound like the beast.
All right. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Or is it like Batman the whole time? Like,
curse me back.
Like Batman.
I'm Batman.
Curse me back.
Curse me back.
I had to do my I'm Batman test first.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
Kiss me back.
Kiss me back.
I think that's it. I think it's a Batman kiss me back.
Kiss me back.
Okay.
But that's still not like a growl.
I know. These people growl a lot.
One more.
Okay.
You have to act this one out, too.
I've been doing such a good job with this. Such a good job.
He growls into my clit and his hands begin pulling at my shorts.
All right, you guys. I'm making a vulva with my hands. Are you ready?
She said no. Okay.
Okay. Here's my hand. Here's my
he
hand.
He growls into my clit. Yep. His hands begin pulling at my shorts.
And then the pull.
I think it's more of a Robin Williams, like clam eating, like a. I think it's more of a.
Yeah, but he growled into her clit. What if he eats pussy just being like
rolling those R's all day?
Oh my god.
Okay, that was it.
Okay.
They did say growl 19 times in this book. I do have a quote I wanted to read because it was really funny also. There are only two reasons for a man to be on his knees: prayer and pussy. And I sure as hell don't pray.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. I love that. Put that on a t-shirt, everyone. Okay. Whoo. Holy shit.
Well, my throat hurts from all that growling. It's not normal.
Tummy hurts from all the laughing.
My throat.
All right. I think this will be... Well, let's try this a few more times. We'll be like future book reviews with growling and purring.
Yeah. But there... I mean,
let us know if you fucking hated that or not, okay?
Heady breath. Desire. Like there are, it doesn't only have to be growling that we act out.
Right.
We can find anything ridiculous and make it happen. All right. So since we've been talking about them porns, what have you been reading lately?
We just went through the whole book. Okay. Just a new mafia series.
I've been trying to read this book that I got on Stuff Your Kindle Date called Spin the Bottle, and I hate it. And I seriously, this is me reading this book. Why did he bring out the blitter? Do you mind if we change the subject? Great, this is going another date. Within minutes, Celeste couldn't be held responsible. Blah, blah, blah. She flounced past their table. Sapphire eyes of what? Today's date might have been dubbed a cheese cruise. But this vessel was hardly cruise ship size, right? Because that's right.
What? Reread that.
Today's date might have been dubbed a cheese cruise, but this vessel was hardly cruise ship size. So it's they're going down a river on a little boat
like
with
the Detroit Princess or something.
Yeah, at dusk with
it's a cheese cruise.
Yeah, where you get cheese and go down the river at dusk.
God damn, can we go on a cheese cruise?
I fucking would love a cheese cruise. It does not need to be cruise ship size, you dumb bitch.
No, it's riverboat size.
Yeah. I don't even care.
Even
if it's a
like
small
get
little,
a rich person with a fancy yacht,
with a
you know,
flat boat, with a small boat,
pontoon boat.
I don't even
give a
fuck.
Good pontoon boat cruise.
Yeah, hook me up with that cheese cruise. So that's basically how I've been reading that book. Blah blah blah. Come on, food. Celeste had been expected the fondue to arrive. All right, that is clearly important. That is the only important part that I've read in this whole book. Anyway. So that's how I've been reading it, is I've just been like, blah, 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 blah. I feel compelled to finish it. I'll just scroll through it. So stupid.
Harness your inner Amy Santiago and speed read.
That's right. I read the whole trilogy. I think I brought it up last week, but I can't remember because time is weird. They are the Will Darling Adventures, Slippery Creatures, The Sugared Game, and Subtle Blood. They take place after World War I. Will Darling is from North England. So he's got that nice kind of Liverpoolish kind of accent, right?
You're reading this or listening to it?
I was listening to them.
Okay. I was like,
what? But it does
bring
it up.
Accents in your head?
No, but they do talk about it a lot. Like, they bring it up a lot that he, mm-hmm. you know, has that like country sound to his voice, not very posh,
mm-hmm.
right? And after the war, he reaches out to an uncle, and the uncle lets him take over his bookshop. So he actually has a job, but other people don't. And he gets like wrapped up in all this spy shit and ends up with a hot lord's son who like manipulates him. And oh yeah, I did, because it was the one where they were British and he could have tea after. Mm-hmm. It's like, good thing we were British. Would you like some tea? Right. So that was that cute one.
Right?
I listened to the other two after that. They were all adorable. Would totally recommend, because it's got mystery and also gay sex. And like, do you need anything else? Literally, no. All you need
mystery
in life.
And gay sex.
And some mystery and some gay sex. I also listen. I've been on an audiobook kick lately. So this one is so bad. Oh, I listened to The Unmaking of June Farrow, which was good. I listened to Lessons in Chemistry, which I didn't love. And I listened to A Sinister Revenge, which is the other one about the from the Victorian era, where the woman is the illegitimate granddaughter of mm-hmm. Queen Victoria. So those were all.
Oh, yeah,
I've been on a kick. Oh, and I'm reading a book called The Chaos Protocols, which is, let's see if it's got the little blurb here. I'm reading a book called The Chaos Protocols. It says, magical and spiritual discourse has failed to keep up with our new economic reality. The Chaos Protocols aims to fix that. So apparently this book is going to magically fix my financial situation, I think.
Mm.
I don't think that's true. But, you know, it is going to help. It's helping me rethink how I feel about the world and where my place is in it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
That's enjoyable. Good.
Did you watch the Oscars?
No.
Did you look it up on social media?
No.
Okay.
But I just watched the performance of Ken.
I watched the performance of Ken. I looked up the winners. I think the only thing I mean, not that it matters. I wish Killers of the Flower Moon had won Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the movie about how white men killed off indigenous Americans because for the oil that was on their reservation. You know, all that worthless land they gave them in the middle of America.
Yeah.
And then they found out there was oil on them. God forbid people with different colored skin than you earn some money. So, Oppenheimer, like, won a lot of shit. And then our girlfriend Cruella De Vil won Best Actress.
Nice.
For some crazy movie she's in with Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Which is on Hulu now.
Hulu.
So I might actually watch that. I ended up seeing a preview on Hulu about it, and it looks interesting.
Emma Stone?
Stone. I'm like, not Thompson? Not nope. Smith?
Nope.
The other one.
Yep. You did it.
We did it.
Yes. Emma Stone.
So, yeah, the Ken performance was amazing. Slash played the guitar.
Oh, my God.
It was
yeah.
so good.
I even showed the video of it to Brian.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, my God, that's Slash. Like, he was delighted by it. I think that it might have been one of the best Oscar performances ever.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad
John
I watched
Cena
it.
John Cena came out naked?
There was so much wild shit going on.
Why was he naked?
I do not know. He played the merman Ken in the movie.
He did.
Maybe he was being Merman Ken.
I don't know. He was giving the award for best costume and he walked out in nothing but Birkenstocks.
Yeah, I did see that. It said censored or something. He had something.
He had his card he's supposed to read in front of his crotch. He's like, Jimmy, I can't read this. I'm naked.
Yeah, that's a choice.
It was a whole bit. I don't know. I didn't understand it, but I mean, John Cena's fucking hot, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah. I like looking at hot naked man.
He looked tight. He looked airbrushed too. Like they airbrushed his legit body.
Giving them airbrushed abs. Giving them delicious airbrushed abs. I was on spring break. last week.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to work on Monday yesterday
was it rough?
It was really rough. On Sunday, when I woke up at fucking noon, I was like, tomorrow's gonna suck.
Yeah.
You know, especially because we're back on daylight saving time.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that shit. I don't know why we do it anymore. Just let us have the days equally.
Yeah. No one does know why we do it anymore. Intended. Although, it's really interesting. When I see people discuss it, they get just as fucking worked up about whether they would rather be on standard time or daylight saving time. Like, people have strong fucking opinions about it and get really mad no matter
what. Does anyone else change their times? Any other country
around the world? Yeah, lots of other countries do, but that's because they followed us into doing it.
Mm. I was like, we should just follow London's time because that's zero, ground zero, right?
Yeah, Greenwich Mean Time is... They do it all in comparison to that.
Yep.
GMT plus 5, mm-hmm. minus 5, minus 2, mm-hmm. GMT plus 12, whatever.
Yeah, I think we're plus, we're plus five. Minus 5.
Five, minus
5. Oh, yeah.
Like, we're GMT minus 5.
Go back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I laughed so hard. I should have turned on my walker, man. Exercise.
So you know which exercise you got?
Yeah. Singing burns a lot of calories, by the way. On your Apple Watches.
It's nice.
Get a lot of exercise credit for going to the piano bar.
I stopped wearing my Fitbit.
Mm.
Spent lots of money on that very expensive Fitbit a couple years ago. And now I don't wear it anymore.
It's okay.
Start giving me rashes all the time.
Oh, yeah. I get a rash from mine, too. But it's because of the band.
Yeah.
So we just have to, you know, wash our skin better, wash our bands better.
Yeah,
I do better with a strappy guy than my plastic one gave me a rash.
Yeah.
But the strappy guys don't, but they get real dirty.
So Thursday I went to the urologist and we did an ultrasound on my kidneys. And my urologist expected the left kidney to still be swollen because a lot of times when you have long-term inflammation on something like an internal organ, even after you fix the thing, supposedly it's still inflamed and angry, right? Mm-hmm. That is common. So we did the ultrasound because that was the first step, but he said, you know, I sort of expect it to still be swollen and we're gonna have to run other tests. We did the ultrasound. It's not. My kidney is Yay! Normal sized. They are approximately equal. They are 3/10 of a centimeter different from each other, which mm-hmm. is normal mm-hmm. amount as yeah. opposed and to
left
like
boob's always bigger than your right boob.
Right. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So my kidney, we don't even need to do the additional testing to Yay! Test the kidney function. My kidney is normal sized and everything is good.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Are you feeling better health wise overall?
Yeah.
With all the surgeries and stuff?
I think so.
Matt.
Ma'am. Yeah, I still, you know, like I said, during convocation, I still feel tired. Like I'm still working on getting my stamina back up to mm-hmm. just like do shit.
Mm-hmm.
I've been taking Snapdragon for walks every day. It's beautiful out. Mm-hmm. It feels like springtime every day.
Oh, I want to plant my seeds so bad.
You can start them inside.
I think I'm going to start my thyme inside because that guy takes a little bit.
Yeah.
And then when he gets going, you can't stop him.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I was also thinking about growing, like doing the starters and just putting the thyme in the yard and letting it grow wild. We'll have to see about that. Anyway, all right. Whoo. We did our sex bit. Talked about our books. Anything new on TV? Animal Control started back up. That's with Joel McHale. On Fox, I think, so I watch it on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
That takes place in Seattle, Animal Control. That one's cute. I've been keeping up on most of the stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we've been keeping up on Ghosts. Big twists this week on Ghosts.
Big twists this week. I had to tell Catherine what the twist was because she was still refusing to watch it.
Why?
Because of what happened in the first episode.
Oh.
I was like, you have to watch this new one. No. I'm still protesting. I'm like, there's a big twist. You need to watch this one. No. I'm done with that show. It's dead to me. I'm like, you want me to tell you what the twist is so you'll watch it? And so I did, and she was all excited.
You dumb bitch. That's what you should have said to your kid. You dumb bitch. Yeah.
Two big twists.
Two big twists. Mm-hmm.
I think that other big twist will get sucked off real fast, though. I don't see her staying on as a permanent character.
Yeah. Yeah, so. It's interesting. It's interesting to... We'll see what happens.
I think she'll apologize and get sucked off.
Right. She'll make amends with Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll both get sucked off.
Well, I don't want Pete to get sucked off. I love him.
I know, but what is his amends to make? If they make amends, maybe they'll both get sucked off.
I mean, we don't really know what everybody's real things are.
Right.
You know, what's keeping them here.
But wouldn't the goal be to get everyone sucked off by the end of the season, the series?
Maybe.
Kind of like The Good Place. The goal is to get to the end. The goal is to get sucked off.
Everyone who doesn't watch the show is being like, what the fuck are they talking about?
No, they just think we're talking about books again.
The goal is to ascend, and
the ghosts call it get sucked off.
Right. And when Sam, the main character who is alive, goes to correct them on it, the ghost who died in 2000 is like, no.
Let me have this.
Don't tell them. Let me have this.
The 20-year-old ghost is like, no. I need this.
Don't tell them.
Trevor with no pants.
I love him. Oh, so last week we watched Hot Ones with Quinta Brunson, who does Abbott Elementary.
Yes, that was delightful.
It was delightful. She's so cute. So I had forgotten that was back, so I watched a bunch of episodes of that.
Mm-hmm.
It is always really difficult on any show when they do a will they, won't they, and it just drags out. Like, it always feels like it drags out for too long, and then when they finally get together, like, all of the conflict is gone.
Yeah.
You know?
What are you talking about now?
Still Abbott Elementary.
Oh, okay.
But I was thinking about Friends, which I hate, and The Office, which I don't hate.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you've got that tension, you've got that chemistry, right? So they've got one of those on this show.
Mm.
She has a boyfriend the whole first season, and then they break up, and then both of them are dating other people at different times from each other, and then they, you know. So, I don't know. I'm already feeling worn out on it, and it's still mm-hmm. in that part of will they, won't they?
Mm.
I'm like, yes, they're going to, and then the show's going to be ruined. I don't know, man. But I do really love the educational politics of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, she was good in her interview.
She's really sweet.
Hot Ones.
Yeah.
She's the creator and a writer, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's and her. An actress.
And it was really
interesting. Does she get three paychecks then?
I fucking hope so.
I hope so.
She was talking about how the first season, her hair is really bad, and that's on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that she gets better at it. And I hadn't even thought about it or noticed it. But once it was pointed out to me, I was like, yeah, she wears it in a similar style, but like it's smoother, it's better, mm-hmm. you know, it's better done. She wears wigs for it. And I was reading about it after that there's like multiple wigs for her. So that was that was mm-hmm. interesting. It was an interesting part of the interview that I hadn't noticed or thought of before until she pointed it out.
Did you find any white guys we hate above and beyond who we normally do? I don't think so.
I'm pondering.
I saw a video. You know how Trump got sued for sexual assault and defamation?
Yeah, E. Jean Carroll.
And he lost.
Yeah.
And he has to pay her like $100 million.
Well, he lost twice because he kept doing it.
He keeps doing
it. He did it again. I know.
Two more times in the last week.
Yeah. She needs to just keep suing him.
Oh, yeah. Every I think her lawyer fucking is just going to keep suing. Yes.
Just.
He's like, I don't even know her. I don't know who she is. Dude, shut the fuck up.
He can't. He can't fucking shut his mouth.
And you guys think Biden's demented. They're only 4 years apart, assholes. They are just as demented as each other.
I don't even think Biden is that demented.
No, he's not. He's just old.
He's just normal.
We just all get a little slow as we age. Even in my 40s, we're a little slower than we used to be.
I think Biden is just normal old. But I actually do think Trump's demented. Like, he doesn't say shit that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just spews verbal
diarrhea. Reagan was demented. You guys loved the fuck out of him.
That is true.
He was legit demented.
Yeah.
He had a good team around him that pulled all the wool over our eyes.
Yeah.
Anyway, this country's fucked.
We are so fucked.
All right. Have some assholes for us?
Yeah. Are we already there?
Look at my big gaping hole, Mom.
You want to tell that story?
So my daughter is 9, and as children do, they say things adults find funny all the time because adults are assholes. And everything we hear, we turn into sex or poop. And unfortunately for children, we're always giggling at them, which makes them very self-conscious. So Catherine was crocheting the other night, and she's using a deep chocolate brown to make a blanket, and she's pulling from the middle of her giant roll of yarn, and she's doing it for like 2 hours straight crocheting, and then at the end of the night she's like, Mom, look at my big gaping hole. And I just like look at her, and then I just start grinning and kind of giggling, and she's like, what? And I'm like, nothing. And then she gets really upset at me. Stop it, stop teasing me. I'm like, honey, it's not you, it's us. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. It's more I'm the problem. It's me.
Right.
Today's episode. 370.
So sad.
So sad.
The saddest.
Okay. Got an asshole?
Am I the asshole for refusing to pay for my stepdaughter's tuition when I paid for my stepson's?
I guess we need to hear the facts, ma'am.
I, F39, married my husband, M54. 6 years ago. So that's a 15-year age gap. That's wild, but okay. They got married 6 years ago. They've been together 8 years. He has two children, M20 and F19. The 19-year-old is named Emma, and I have a daughter who is 9. I was a widow when I met my husband. So they've been together for 8 years, and her daughter's 9, and she was a widow. So she, mm-hmm. That's
so
sad.
She had a 1-year-old as a widow.
Yeah. All right, Emma had severe issues with her father getting married again, while her brother got along very well with me and my daughter. He is the best older brother out there. Emma did not like me, and she treated my daughter very badly too, to the degree that my daughter almost never left my arms when her sister was home. When Emma was 15, she permanently moved to live with her mother. My deceased husband left me a small fortune when he passed that I never touched since I had a good job and I never wanted anything more. So last year I helped pay my son, my stepson's tuition. I'm planning on doing that with my
stepson who lives at home.
The stepson who lives at home, okay. And has been a really loving older brother to the 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm planning on doing that for my daughter, and the rest of the money will go to my daughter. My stepdaughter is very angry right now, calling me an asshole. Am I? I've never had a good relationship with her. She always hated me, and I don't think she's a very good person. And honestly, I would rather leave more to my daughter than pay for her ungrateful ass. My husband is sad because he thinks I am being unjust. I'm sad about it too, but I still don't feel like I'm an asshole. Am I the asshole?
She lives with her mother?
Yeah, at 15, she moved out of their house and moved in with her mother full time and said, fuck you, I hate you.
And so, but they're still in high school. They haven't gone to college yet.
No, the boy is 20 and the girl is 19.
Oh, so she's going to college now.
She's going to college now.
No, she lives with her mother.
Right.
Her parents can pay for her college.
Yeah.
If she was still at home with her dad and stepmom, I might be like, like, maybe you should be fair,
she gave it to the stepson because he developed a relationship with her and her daughter.
Right. But there's definitely issues there. Like, there's a lot of issues there they have to go to therapy for. So this isn't helping at all.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, because the daughter hasn't lived at home for 4 years.
Right.
And her parents should be paying for her college.
Right.
So, and what is my new wife's money is not my money.
Exactly.
That's from a trust from her deceased husband.
Right. And she gets to spend that however she wants to.
Right.
So, top comment, not the asshole. She has no claim on your money. She hasn't treated you like family, so you don't have to treat her like family. Your husband should feel blessed that you chose to give some of it to his son. Mm-hmm. Not many people would do that. She is not entitled to anything from you when she can't even give you respect.
Yeah. And I mean, I know, I'm sorry, I'm feeling guilty myself now for saying something because, like, I know I spent a lot of my husband's dead dad's money.
Yeah.
But he could have always said no.
Yeah.
And that's like dead dad money from natural causes, not just like a sudden death or a massive inheritance. It wasn't, it's not millions of dollars I'm spending.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So she gave a little update where she said, "Hi, Emma. Unfortunately, I have no means to pay for your education, nor do I understand why you would expect me to. However, I can help you with finding student jobs on evenings and weekends. I know many children did that, including myself. Wish you good luck." So that was what she said. "I'm not going to help you, but I'll help you find a job."
Yeah.
And Emma's response was, "Oh, okay, whatever, bitch."
So are they emailing or texting?
That's texting. She copied and pasted the texts. Oh, that was the update of what she said.
Oh, whatever, bitch.
Okay. Yes. Oh, okay, whatever, bitch.
Yeah.
So Emma's saying, this is just proof that you've always been a bitch to me.
Mm-hmm.
But
my Marshall oldest niece has issues with her stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
But she treats her siblings like gold.
Right.
Her siblings are the only reason she lives in Michigan.
Yeah.
And she could give two shits about her parents. But she treats her siblings like gold. So,
I mean, this woman seems reasonable enough that if she was like, "We don't get along, but she was nice to my daughter," you know.
She probably would. Yeah.
Right.
"We don't get along, but she didn't treat my daughter like shit."
But
she moved out because she didn't like her or her daughter.
Right.
That girl should have been put in therapy 4 years ago.
I mean,
maybe
right,
she'd be getting paid for college by now.
A couple of the responses said, "Everyone sucks here. Why didn't you guys go to therapy and get this fucking figured out?"
Right. And now it's just going to drag on because now it's been 6 years.
Yeah. "Am I the asshole for taking my grandchildren to Disney for the first time without their mother?"
Fuck no. She should have reveled in that. She should have enjoyed the fact that someone took her fucking kids to Disney without her and left her home alone.
She was on vacation.
Like, naked?
She was on vacation.
So she had a mom vacation?
No, she and her husband. All right. So my son made this account and asked me to post this story because he claims my normal meter is skewed and the internet is going to tell me I'm an asshole. "I recently babysat my grandchildren, ages 5 and 4, for a period of 4 nights and 5 days so my son and his wife could attend a wedding in Mexico."
Okay, so granny is babysitting the kids for a week.
Yeah.
While mom and dad are in Mexico.
For a wedding.
Does granny live in Orlando?
2 hours away.
Fuck yeah, she can take those kids to fucking Disney. That's like living in West Palm Beach. Yeah, you take those kids fucking up there and you go have a good time.
"They approached me since her mother would not be available. And I initially said that I was not comfortable with this." So she didn't even want to do the babysitting.
Well, yeah, because now you're going to saddle granny with 3 kids, right?
2 kids.
Oh, 2's not bad. Proceed.
A 5-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Okay. I see her hesitation.
"It seems like a long time to watch the kids, and my daughter-in-law has point blank told me that the woman's family is more important than the man's, so I was irritated that I was being asked at all."
Mm-hmm.
Right? "I will admit that I did give in when my son got emotional, but I felt / still feel like they were being manipulative with me."
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't her mother do it?
Doesn't say in here.
Okay.
While I had the kids, I was invited to a birthday party at Epcot and I wanted to go. It didn't even occur to me to run it by my son or daughter-in-law, as I had the kids for an extended period of time, and obviously they knew they would be going where I went. My daughter-in-law had previously mentioned she wanted to save up for Disney, but she said that about a lot of things and never made me aware that it was something super special to her. Also, I'd feel the need to point out it was Epcot. I did not take them to Magic Kingdom. They did not have magical moments of seeing their favorite character.
The 4 and 5-year-old went drinking around the world with Granny.
Yes.
I am here for it.
When my son and daughter-in-law returned and found out, my daughter-in-law was furious and burst into tears. She said I stole one of her children's first times and called me entitled. To be honest, I didn't react well to being called entitled when she was the one who had demanded that I babysit. Mm-hmm. My son asked me to apologize as she was distraught over missing her baby's first Disney trip.
Epcot.
But I declined and asked them to leave.
Epcot. Right. Epcot.
My son reached out again and said I should have asked about doing something that big, and his wife feels robbed. I know she's a Disney person, but it was Epcot, not quintessential Disney, and I don't feel like I should have had to miss out on a birthday party that I wanted to attend. I told my son I am not apologizing for anything, and maybe they should think about how they made me feel when they didn't respect my no. She didn't want to babysit.
Mm-hmm.
My son feels like Reddit is going to show me the error of my ways. I hope your son feels humbled here today, not the asshole. They imposed you on you to watch their children. You did exactly as they requested. You've done nothing wrong. You are not responsible for your rude daughter-in-law crying. Tears don't make a person right. Yeah, not the asshole. I'm guessing you paid for the kids to go to Epcot,
right?
Fed and paid for other excursions during those days, and in all the time trying to spend some fun quality time with your grandkids. I know it was probably a lot of work.
She rented a stroller.
Right? Yeah. So instead of a super ginormous thank you for the money you spent and time that you took with their kids, allowing their parents to go away on vacation without them, you're being called entitled and demanded an apology? Hell to the no. Since your son was so insistent on you posting this to Reddit and assuming you would be shredded, boy, is he wrong to assume. I do hope he takes the time to read each and every one of these comments. He and his wife are incredibly entitled to force babysitting duties on you because they think the woman's family is more important or whatever. You told them no, that should have been enough. Your son decided to use emotions to manipulate you to be their free babysitter. Maybe this is a blessing because they may not ask you to babysit in the future. As far as Epcot goes, it's just one park out of several Disney parks in the Orlando area. They can still take their kids whenever they decide to save up the money after their Mexico trip, and the kids will still be able to see plenty of Disney attractions for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You did these kids a favor by making their first time with you enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this one says, how close do you live to Epcot? I live 2 hours. But they live about 3, but they don't want to do Disney as a day trip. They want to do the whole, multiple day thing.
Yeah, we always did Disney as a day trip, but we couldn't afford
to stay over.
I think we stayed over once or twice, but it was always at, the La Quinta Inn, in Kissimmee.
Yeah, I've stayed there. I've stayed at that La Quinta Inn.
You've stayed at that stucco yellow La Quinta Inn.
La Quinta Inn.
Next to the IHOP.
You know it. I have stayed there.
I love it that we both know what we're talking about. We never stayed on property, though. Ever.
We stayed on property for the first time when I was in 8th grade. And it was when the All-Stars were new. Mm-hmm. And they were $79 a night.
Yeah, I think we thought about All-Stars, but never did it.
It was a tiny fucking room.
Yeah.
This person is the one who said, all right, wait, can I get details on the whole the woman's family matters more than the man's bit? So this is what she said about that. So my daughter-in-law said it for the first time when I picked out a dress for their wedding, and apparently her mom was supposed to pick out her dress color first. She said it a couple times randomly while she was pregnant or postpartum, and once when she thought I wanted them to go to Switzerland for my birthday, which, to be clear, I did not want.
This woman, this daughter-in-law, sounds like a character.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like your sister-in-law.
Oh, I was thinking that.
I know you were. I didn't say it. I know you were. I saw it in your brain.
Something so rhino.
Oh, also, this in this comment, they didn't ask her to do this babysitting until a week ahead of time.
Mm-mm.
1 week before.
Ma'am.
Right. Ma'am.
Jenny has already asked that we send our children to her for the summer. Because she, like, misses us and wants to enter see her nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I think I might be able to do that in July.
You're going to do it this year?
Send my daughter to send your daughter for a week or two?
Yeah, just get rid of her. Yeah, mail her there.
Maybe.
Flat Stanley.
Oh, I wish I could mail her there.
Flat Stanley.
They don't take children in the post anymore.
Flat Stanley.
Do you remember that book?
Yeah.
I loved that book.
We do Flat Stanleys. We had a Flat Anina for a year.
Yeah, I know. I know. But Flat Stanley was that book where the kid, his poster board fell on him in the night and he got all flat and they mailed him to visit his friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my Christopher had to do Flat Stanley for school and they mailed him to Michigan. We took him around.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah.
I loved that book. All right. Was that it?
Yeah, we're at an hour.
Oh, wow. Time
like on the
flies
dot.
When you're reenacting sex scenes from books.
I can't wait for next week.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Well, now that I know to start looking for ridiculous shit to try to say, now I know. Now I know what to do. All right, you guys, you can find us on all of the places. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, and Pocket Casts. Also, always let us know if there is someplace else where you listen to podcasts where you want us to be sending our shit, because we can do that. You can interact with our show's Instagram. You know what I haven't done in a couple weeks? I have not done Internet Thing of the Week.
Mm.
I didn't do it last week. I didn't do it today, and I had one. I'm sorry.
I'm like, we can do our knee thing that I already read.
I apologize. Apologize.
My husband, while you find that, my husband needed more vitamins, and he just does like the one a day men's, and he's going to be 50 this year. So I was like, I was looking at all the vitamins. So I was like, oh, are you sure you don't need this one, honey?
With the old man shit?
Men's 50 plus. And he was like, oh.
Ma'am, I hope this is not too forward, but I caught you a frog. Which I just loved. I thought that was very cute. Made me smile. And then I also sent this to your daughter. One day my nieces and nephews will find out that I'm not really their aunt. I'm just a dumbass their mom met and became best friends with. And I texted that to Catherine.
Love it. She loved it.
All right. So those are my internet things of the week. So going back to Instagram, you can find our show Instagram and interact with that at That More Thing. You can also interact with me. I am Maggie at Actual Maggie May.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 370. I'm so sad. Of That More Thing.
Hey, Maggie, you're still fine.
369 plus one. All right, episode that of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.
Jävla fitta. This has been a That More Thing production with original music by the Jesse Brown Experience. Find Jesse on Bandcamp at the J-E-S-S-I Brown Experience.bandcamp.com. Listen to That More Thing on Podbean, Pocket Cast, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.